would result in a debacle for Taglian Arms. This despite our having seized victory in the face of certain defeat on several occasions earlier. We just might be able to make her sorry she wasn't a more ambitious backstabber. What other avenues needed exploration? Doblin? He could manage without me watching over his shoulder. Out of curiosity and because I wasn't yet ready to return to the world, I traced each of my in-laws back for the last few weeks. I learned nothing that would support the old man's paranoia. But they were a cautious folk. Just three of them out here amongst folk Nong Yueng Bao had reason to trust or love. Tai Day and Uncle Doge said very little about anything, just like they did when I was around. Mother Gota was a little different, too. She just complained about different things. Her opinion of me wasn't completely flattering. Hardly an hour passed when she failed to take the opportunity to damn her mother for having wished me onto the family key. There were times when I wasn't too fond of Hong Tre for having wished all her family on me. What should I see now? I was not ready to go back yet. Narayan Singh and the Daughter of Night? They were at Charandaprash with Mogaba, collecting the scabby remnants of the Deceiver cult under the Shadow Master's standard. Not much mischief they could get up to there. Lady, then. Then I would report to the captain. I had not been tracking her, but wherever she was, I was likely to find somebody the company needed to watch, like the Prabhrinda Dra or Willow Swan. The prince wasn't in ladies' camp. He was capable of letting duty overrule wishful thinking. He was with his own division, paying attention to business. Charandaprash was no longer that far away. Around the lake, over a few hills and valleys, then there we would be, staring across the stony plain at the mouth of the only practical pass through the Dandaprash. Swan was close to Lady, of course. He looked worried, whether I rolled back through the days or stayed hovering right now. Lady was having problems she wouldn't share with him or anyone else. She looked as though she'd been getting no sleep. I knew she slept very little at the best of times. For her to abandon sleep like this now, as we neared our most important confrontation in years, one that could become a defining event in the company's history, suggested that she had no faith in the future at all. Running through time did give me a clue or two, though. She was indeed doing without sleep. And whenever she did take a nap, she didn't rest well. She seemed to be having dreams as ugly as some of mine. For some reason, crows never came close to her. But they were always around, somewhere in the distance, watching. Lady wasn't interesting. She did nothing but work. She didn't bother to look overwhelmingly beautiful anymore, unlike her sister. Was she, like some women do, going all dowdy because she had herself a man? She was just fine as far as Willow Swan was concerned. Even after 4 years of no luck at all, he was happy to tag along, using his assignment as commander of royal guards as an excuse to stay near the front. So, what was worth reporting here? That Lady had to get some rest? Maybe. Exhaustion could impair her judgment at a critical moment. I started to back away, drifting up and over Lake Tanji, which was pretty damned impressive, even from Smoke's point of view. I shivered in the cold wind. There was no wind out there with Smoke. There was no warm, no cold, no hunger, no pain.